Note, this episode contains verbal humiliation between consenting adults. Please listen at your own discretion. Well, to us.
Yes, to us. The bar is crowded tonight. There must have been a show at the venue down the street. It always gets a little crazy right after. You and I are tucked into our favourite corner at the table furthest away from the speakers and near the back patio door. This should feel like a normal Friday night, but it definitely doesn't. Not for me, at least. And likely not for you either. Usually, it's just you and me here having cheap cocktails and chatting about our day or what we want to have for dinner this weekend. But tonight, we've got different plans. We're waiting for someone. Someone who we met online.
Are you really sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, we can take it slow, and if we don't like it, then we just cancel. Right?
Of course. What's most important is that all three of us are comfortable and having fun. If either of us, you, me, or him, aren't, then of course we'll stop right away.
I thought I was okay with this when we were talking with this guy on the app a few days ago. But now that it's about to happen, I'm getting nervous. Really nervous. I'm not sure that I want to share my beautiful wife with someone else, much less a stranger. I have to remind myself that this is just as much my fantasy as yours. We discovered this shared interest not long ago, and that was partially born out of the fact that we're both a little submissive in bed. I'm tempted to suggest that we just cancel and head home.
Hey.
I look up from my drink to find a tall man wearing black jeans and a plain white t-shirt hovering beside our table. Yep, that's him. Well, no turning back now. Hi. Are you,
Hey, yeah. Glad you're here.
He reaches down to hug you, and you quickly get to your feet. The embrace is a little longer than necessary. You stay standing beside him and have to tilt your head up to reach his gaze. I stay in my seat, unsure what to do with myself. Finally, he looks over at me and holds out his hand for me to shake. His eyes are narrow, and there's a look of something in them. Triumph, maybe? Like he's just performed some kind of conquest? I've always battled a bit of social anxiety in my life, and this situation is no different. I have no idea what to say, but he quickly takes the reins.
So, what did you have in mind for tonight?
Well, like we were talking about yesterday, my husband and I...
You glance down at me for a single second before returning your attention to him.
Sometimes I want something a little rougher, if you know what I mean.
yeah, I do.
So we thought we would invite someone else to join us just to try something new.
His smile grows, and he lets his eyes wander over your body, which he obviously likes. I squirm a little in my chair, just watching him look at you.
All right, well, how about we continue this conversation somewhere a little more private?
You can hardly take your eyes off this handsome stranger. It's hard to know what I'm feeling right now, but my mind keeps flashing with images of this guy up against the wall, bent over the bed, and me just watching him give you what you've been craving. You glance back to me and nod, excitement in your eyes. I give you back a small, reassuring smile. No turning back now. The three of us leave the bar together, although I'm a bit isolated, walking behind you two. When we get to the hotel room, He sits down on a small love seat and pulls you down beside him. There's no room for me, so I drop down into an armchair a few feet away. I knew that tonight would mostly involve me watching and not participating, but just watching you two. His hand sits gently on your knee and slowly caresses upwards. His fingers trail across your thigh.
Hey.
You meet each other's gaze, and it's like the tension between you two is physical. Like I can reach out and grab it.
So, listen. I love playing a dominant role, but I'm only into women, not guys. Especially not guys who don't know what they want or how to properly give their girlfriend pleasure.
I know I should feel insulted, but actually I feel the idea that I haven't been pleasing you and he's now going to show me how to do it. It's really hot. You look over at me with an almost apologetic smile. I can tell you want to keep going. You're just making sure that I'm okay with this.
I'll make you a deal. And your little friend here can watch us both. If you're lucky, you might even learn a thing or two. What do you say?
Your face flushes slightly and you gently bite your bottom lip. I know you well enough to see that the sharpness of his words, his intense demeanor, all of it is driving you wild. You look over at me once again and I give you a little nod. I can't wait to hear you moan.
I wasn't asking you. Want to be mine for tonight?
You nod up at him, staring submissively into his eyes. You've begged me so many times to dominate you, but it's just something I'm not very good at. Something I can't provide for you.
Good.
Let me get changed real quick.
So, are you...
Your wife is beautiful.
I don't really know where to look except for at him, sitting there with his legs wide apart, grinning smugly at me. Thank God you're back so fast. And you look stunning. I really, really want you two to get started.
Shit. You look incredible. Turn around for
me. You twirl in a slow circle in front of him, your hips swaying slightly. Oh my God.
You've got a dream woman. Too bad you have no idea how to treat her.
He places his hands on your hips and turns you around, facing away from him. The way you follow his directions so willingly, submitting to him. I have to see more. He takes your chin in his hands and bends down to kiss you. I've never seen you like this before. We've never done anything even remotely this intense. I'm starting to think he's right. There's definitely a few things I could learn from him.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.